Well, Brad, as we look what's going on within the market trade today, as we always taking a look at grains, and you and I were comparing precipitation amounts, and luckily nothing in the ground, so we have to worry about the hail issues, but it seems like it's rained in wheat country, and as you've put it, it's kind of made the corn go a little stagnant.
I think you're good to point out that I think that maybe the weather news today begins, and maybe to a certain degree ends, in the wheat, as the wheat belt or area that was going to benefit the most from a general rain caught a big general rain. So you're looking at, like Chicago wheat down 20-plus, Kansas City wheat down almost 30. Of course, the corn is something that probably, you know, would be a little more sensitive to what wheat does. And I think certainly that's pressuring the corn market a little bit as well. You know, so far the beans haven't done really much. Now we're in the second full week of April, okay? Pull out a 15-year chart if you have one, or a 15-year seasonality chart. You know, and if only you trade seasonals, it would be, you can't just trade seasonals. Okay, so I'm giving you the disclaimer. But this would be the time of year, okay, when you would get some stuff done. Now, we were all hoping there was going to be a little bit of a bounce, you know, but it wouldn't be the first time that this time of year created issues, okay? So I'm trying to get the producer geared up to getting some stuff priced. So.
Well, I know the soybeans just kind of seem to be riding in their own boat right now with this, with the weather and the harvest going on in South America.
You know, we're at the low side of the trading range, of what's been a trading range for what seems like forever. You know, we're just a pitching wedge away from the contract lows, of course, that we made during the fall last year in October. It's hard to get all bared up when you're at the bottom of what's been the lowest the market's been. The beans don't have, probably, in my opinion at least, as bad of general fundamentals that the corn does. The beans don't have the record carryout as of March 1. The record, I don't think the beans have the issue that the firsthand still own a lot of corn. I don't believe that's the case on the beans. So the beans probably, at least for now, hold these breaks a little bit better. But I'm, you know, any kind of bounce, I'd use it to be a seller.